Thank you, Clint. Are the pronouns in verse 8 in New King James, they're it, you know, they're neuter. And in your preferred, and you change it to he, are they neuter in the Greek, or are they, or is there any way to?
I don't know, but I think it's the same way in John 1:1. The word he was with God, you know, so on. It can be it. Some of the old translations say, call the word it. Somebody who knows more about Greek, which we have a few here, would be able to comment better on that. I know that some scholars who know a lot more about Greek than I do suggest that it can say he breathes where he wills. I reckon George Campbell would have taken that into consideration.
I think this is a tad off of what you said, but you mentioned about born of water and spirit. We have one preposition, etc. Would that be somewhat analogous to John 4, where we talk worship in spirit and truth?
Probably so, yeah.
Showing that when people make a dichotomy, they're to try and wrestle with that. They ought to take a second thought about that.
Yeah, so you can't worship in spirit and not in truth, or in truth
so
not in spirit. That's right.
Just
yep, that's good. That's a great observation. Thank you.
George Valley. Did a great job. I really enjoyed it. Just for any that may be interested, B.W. Johnson in his, what's it called?
People's New Testament.
New Testament. I don't know, it's about a page worth of notes, but it's about the most, it's the best summary of what you just presented that I've ever read.
Mm.
And that is available on practically, it's free. Bible commentary on many. I went down to Walmart and bought this Bible program at Walmart for $10, and that was on it. And it's amazing that his book would be included in such. And it's just a tremendous presentation, and it's a boiled down version of what you gave us. What you did was very good.
Thank you.
Clint, I can just hear Brother Colbert up in West Virginia saying amen to that, because he held that view pretty strongly. I mentioned this one time to Brother E.H. Miller, and he said, no, says the Spirit don't make no sound. I said, well, what about on the day of Pentecost? It said there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. He said, oh, well, you're right. So it makes a sound. So argument failed by the wayside. I had something else I wanted to mention, but I forgot what it was now. So.
I wish everyone gave up so easily.
Doug Adams.
Would you summarize again your belief on the teaching in John 3 and 5, born of the Spirit, not born of the water. Just summarize that again.
On the second clause, born of the Spirit. So I think John 3:8 is explanatory. Instead of being a comparison when he says, so is everyone who's born of the Spirit, I believe he's explaining how the birth of the Spirit takes place, or what the birth of the Spirit is. And it is hearing the voice of the Spirit, which comes through the preaching of inspired men, and a hearing that leads to faith and repentance and ultimately to obedience in baptism. J.W. McGarvey said that, correctly understood, the birth of the Spirit, especially John 3:8, is essentially parallel to Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and I think that's right.
George Adams.
Seven times in Revelation 2 and 3, the Bible says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And when we hear these words that were inspired by the Spirit, we're hearing the Spirit. That's how the Holy Spirit speaks to us today, is through these words right here. And I don't think we should be ashamed or afraid of admitting that.
That's right. Isn't it interesting that the Apostle Paul uses an expression to refer to inspiration that means the breath of God? Jesus says the Spirit breathes where He wills. So I think there's abundant evidence for this position throughout the Scripture.
Bill Ferguson. Thank you, Clint. That was very good. I appreciate the comments as well so far. We always take these words of Jesus and apply them to, being obedient to the gospel and the Lord adds us to the church, being baptized. If Nicodemus believed the words of Jesus on that occasion, would that have put him in the kingdom?
If he'd been baptized with John's baptism?
That's my next question.
I figured it was, yeah. No, I do. I believe John's baptism was, like the gospel writers say, for the remission of sins and, with a view to the kingdom of God. Of course, those things were only made actual through the work of Christ. Ooh. On a later occasion. Yeah. So,
it wasn't in the word.
Well, what do you want me to do, brother? You want me to keep talking about John's baptism or call it a day?
Okay. All right, we're going to continue here. If there are any more questions, although I don't know if there are now.
I'll just say, in regard to Bill's question, I do believe that John's baptism offered essentially the same spiritual blessings as baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus, to use the language of Acts 19. But of course, John's was prospective, and Christian baptism is retrospective, looking back. So, did the statement in John 3 have reference to John's baptism or Christian baptism? I don't know if I would differentiate that much between them, because John's baptism was leading people to the work of Christ anyway.
According to John 4, Jesus' disciples and John's disciples were baptized at the same time.
With the same baptism.
Yes, and to reject John's baptism was to reject the counsel of God, according to Luke 7. And so, that helps.
Like books
are
practical.
That's all.
Okay.
Okay, Brother Johnny Elmore.
I thought of the question I was going to ask, and that is, isn't the word pneuma translated wind one time in Revelation? It's a quotation of the Old Testament, some Old Testament passage.
Well, if it is, I didn't find it. I looked for it.
I think it is, but I don't remember.
Guyon Wood says this is the only place. He's
it's the only one. This is a quotation from the Old Testament.
I see.
Brother Melvin Blaylock.
To be born of the Spirit is simply to be born by the Word of God, is it not? And Peter comments that on his epistle over there, 1 Peter 1, verse 23, being born again, not a corruptible seed, but been corrupted by the Word of God, which He has revised forever, verse 23. And then verse 25, the same opening says, but the Word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the Word which by the gospel is preached unto you. So to me, that's being born of the Spirit. When we received the word of God and been at least a baptism. What's happened on the gospel? According to Mark 16, verse 16. So, in that sense, what's being said in the Peter passage?
Yeah, I think so.
By the way, I don't think that microphone is doing anything. But it's nice to carry. Who else? Jim.
I have a question about verse 8 where it says, when blows. Do you take the word blows, the verb there, you know, to be...
Breathes.
Because from the, what I've looked at, it's almost uniformly translated as blows.
Well, any lexicon will say breathes is an option.
Y'all are getting on my topic tonight, so if we can't meet, we don't have any power, otherwise, I'm already going to know the answer.